to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome. Oh, the last day of August. Welcome to Call to Freedom. This year, I mean, it's not only intensified, it's just gotten so fast. It's rolling along into the fall of the year. Praise God, the summer was very, very hot. But we got through it, folks. We got through it. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And He surely does. Oh, God has been so good. He is so good. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. Oh, hallelujah. Zoe life. It is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And you can hear Call to Freedom at various times on KLTT 670 and also at 11 o'clock in the morning at 1220 KLDC. And go to those times and you will hear Call to Freedom. If you would like to listen to previous programs on our website, you just go to resources and click on radio shows, and it will just give you all kinds of wonderful information. You can also go to Spotify, typing Freedom ST Radio, and that will get you to our program. Lots of stuff going on, folks. And now Chris has put the Power Pack available to you under resources, and you can go in there and order a Power Pack, and the postage is free. The Power Pack's free. I mean, if you'd like gifts for loved ones or for friends, that is a wonderful little gift, and it sticks right in your pocket. It's just a wonderful thing to know. We found out yesterday that Dolly had gone to be with the Lord, and my goodness, it's just marvelous. We don't know when our time is up, but I know that she was so loved, I mean, really loved by people, and had so many things to do for different organizations, and people all over are sad about her passing. I have a sensitive subject that I want to bring up, and it's about an assistant to the president. I'm not going to name her. But it is a female assistant. And a former CIA officer said this assistant's extraordinary proximity to President Trump creates an obvious counterintelligence target. And the key distinction is reporting says that she went more than a year without completing the routine White House clearance process. But the White House says she has since received a clearance because it came to Donald Trump's personal attention. And her nickname is Human Printer, and it sounds like an eccentric, but she is a very young assistant to the president. The latest scrutiny concerns something more consequential: how much access she has to the president, who can reach him through her, and how her security vetting reportedly unfolded after Trump returned to office. So she was there at first for the first 4 years, and she is now again there. She remains a special assistant to the president and executive assistant to the president. The White House's July 2026 personal report lists her in those roles at a salary of $150,000. Why am I reporting this? Because my discernment, see, we all have a gift of discernment from Holy Spirit. My discernment tells her that this, we should be very cautious about some relationships that we see going on. And I know you have confronted relationships, and you have been confronted maybe yourself by people who said, take warning, you don't need to associate with this person. I know this person is unruly and dishonest, and the background shows that they are not a person to be trusted. So reporting from CBS News and other outlets describes her as a frequent presence at Trump's side. She was even, last week I saw this, she was even running behind Trump's golf cart on the golf course last week, which is just a little strange to me. According to that reporting, concerns developed among White House counsel and secret security officials before Trump personally intervened, then completed the required paperwork and underwent the process and received a security clearance. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt confirmed the present tense point, telling Forbes that she has a security clearance like everyone else and describing her as a loyal, hardworking member of the Trump's team. But, you know, Caroline is really busy, too. She's got two babies she's raising, and sometimes we don't see it because we're right there involved and we're not looking into the situation. I know that you understand that. When you're involved with a family thing and somebody comes along and says, you need to be careful with your son or daughter, they're on Instagram and on this social media too much. And we hear of so many young people dying by suicide because of this. I'm glad Meta decided to give some money. I mean, 3 point whatever it is billion isn't nearly what Meta should have delved out to these parents who lost children. But we want to be involved, and we want our discernment gift to really be on target all the time. Now, why did this process remain unfinished for more than a year, and what governed this assistant access during that time? The public record also does not establish that she failed a background investigation or concealed a disqualifying fact. Her reported reluctance to complete the process and the reason for the reluctance remain separate questions. What I want you to agree with me, and this is my own personal thing, I've done this, I've prayed over this for a couple, 3 days, and Darren and I used to do this often when a person had a problem with somebody who they were associated with, is a transfer for this aggressive young woman who seems to be a constant shadow of the president. I want you to agree with me. Father God, in Jesus' name, we transfer her out of being a personal, close assistant of President Trump. Now, I'm all for President Trump having women on his team, and he has many. He really does. I adore Caroline and appreciate the close relationship she has with the president. But have you ever had a feeling, a sense, that something isn't quite right? We talked about that last week. Holy Spirit gives us a spirit of discernment to identify godly spirits and evil spirits, and you can find that in 1 John 2. If I were Melania, you know, a wife of the president, and he is so busy, he has people around him all the time, I would be threatened by this. I would be. And I've seen her, she hasn't appeared for the last few months very often. And I'm wondering if sometimes she feels threatened by this, or she's very cautious about their relationship. When I married Darren, he was very protective. And he was that wonderful spiritual covering that Ephesians is talking about in Ephesians 5. He established that people know of our closeness, of our relationship at every meeting we held. He made certain that they knew that I was his wife in every hotel. And we had many, many meetings at hotels and different organizations. He would make sure that there was no advances on me with the people at our meetings, always keeping a watchful eye on where I was. He told me at one time, I value our marriage more than the ministry, Barbara. And I was so confident of his love because of these things that he did for me and he said. I remember one man came up to us and told us that I was going to be his next wife. Darren wouldn't tolerate that. And the man was told to leave. He was not invited back. We didn't see him again. I believe a husband should never fool around with sexual attraction from people of the opposite sex. Ever, ever. That results so many times in adultery, and we've heard it over and over and over again. In churches and in meetings and even close relationships, nothing that looks like flirting or aggressive behavior. I know that Billy Graham never went to counsel a woman without someone being with him. I also know that when Darren went to counsel people, I was with him all the time. He remembers that from his own church. So I realize there is just too much sexual attraction and opportunity for this. And I would like to see a transfer of this newswoman who is an associate. She graduated from the same school I did when it was known as Pasadena College and now in San Diego. But I am reticent about leaving this alone. So if you'll join me in prayer and declaring that she will be promoted I don't know how you can be promoted after you've served the president, or transferred to another location, I believe that if there's anything deceptive, that it will come out into the light in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you so much. I know the scripture in 1 John 2:15-17 says, "Do not love the world nor the things of this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh," boy, we have to watch that, "the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." So remember that, folks. And if you're ever in that situation, get out of there fast. Get out of any situation, flirtatious, any attraction to someone else, especially if you're married, you have a husband or you have a wife, or a fornication, even before marriage. It's a no-no in the Word of God. So we have to be really careful and use that discernment. That gift is so wonderful. It really is. So thank you so much. Here is some good news. Our memory verse for this week, oh, praise God, is 2 Chronicles 20:21. "Give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting." That's it. I say that a lot of times during the day. Oh, Father God, we give thanks to you, for your loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to God. No more, "Please, please, please, I need you, I need you." Not during the crisis time. Love him during those times that are so precious and close and beautiful. So we'll do that in 2 Chronicles 20:21-22. Here's from the Living. "Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever." And the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir to start fighting each other. We're going to be reading about that. I have been contemplating using 3 John 2 for our verse this week, but then when I was reading 2 Chronicles, I thought this is what I'm going to be talking about, because it's a tremendous lesson that we learn from the unorthodox story of bravery and trust in God's plan. You don't march praise and worshipers out in front of battle when there are four armies coming against you. There's no way. But they did. They did it. They obeyed the prophet and they obeyed the Lord. So let's start with, first of all, I want to just, I'm going to start with, 2 Chronicles 20. I've got some other things I wanted to talk about, but, I believe that God wants me to go right into 2 Chronicles 20. It's a time, a torturous chronicle in the history of the kings of Judah. There were years of prosperity when the kings were devoted to God, and also years of famine and defeat when the evil kings ruled. In 2 Chronicles 20, Jehoshaphat was king, a godly king whom the people loved. But he aligned himself with Ahab because of marriage of their children. And sometimes that happens. Your child decides to marry someone that you question, but you want to bless them as a parent, so you go ahead and bless them. And this was what the situation was with Jehoshaphat. He was a godly king, but he aligned himself with a very evil king, Ahab. In 2 Chronicles 19, Jehu, king of Israel, warned him by saying, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord and so bring wrath on yourself and your people from the Lord?" I mean, we can't help the wicked. I was just saying that we can't love the world. We cannot love the world, because that world is evil and it's dark, and we serve the God of light. And we cannot even think of giving in to the temptation of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. We cannot. So Jehu came to him and said, "Should you help the wicked," that's Ahab, "and love those who hate the Lord and bring wrath upon your people? There is some good in you. There's some good in you, Jehoshaphat, for you have removed the Ashereth from the land and have set your heart to seek God." Now remember, in 1 Kings, we find that Elijah did away with the priests of Ashereth and also the priests of Baal. That's who they worshipped. And so here we see that even in Jehoshaphat's time, they have these idols, these poles up, and they represent the gods of Philistines and Ammon and Seir and Ahab and all these surrounding heathen countries. So Jehoshaphat changed his ways, and he instructed his judges, "Now then, let the fear of the Lord be upon you." That means honor and revere him. "Be very careful what you do, for the Lord our God will have no part in unrighteousness or partiality or the taking of a bribe." God hates those things. He hates unrighteousness, partiality, you being partial to someone and leaving someone else out. We've got to treat everyone equal, and then also taking a bribe. So I want you to know that it's amazing how people can give in to some of these worldly concepts. It's just amazing. And I have to watch myself all the time that I do the right thing. I do the things that are appropriate to the Word of God. Now, the scripture comes from Jehoshaphat's reign when he was being surrounded by the armies of Ammon and Moab. And instead of getting all the weapons ready for war, a prophet came to him and said, "Listen, all of Judah, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." And then he gave them instructions that he had gotten from God. "Go down against them tomorrow. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz." This is detailed information. This prophet had detailed information about Judah. "And you will find them at the end of the river valley in the front of the wilderness. You need not fight in this battle." Wow, that is such great faith. I've thought of that so often as I've read this scripture over the years. That is such great faith when you've got armies coming against you. "You need not fight in this battle." You don't take any weapons. Woo! I can't imagine us not having weapons when the enemy is coming at us. "Take your positions, stand and witness the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." So Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping him. Oh, what a tremendous sight, and what a tremendous thing for God to see them worshiping and obeying. The Levites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice. So they got up early in the morning. I hope God has a video of this. I really do. I hope he has a video of 2 Chronicles 20:20. And they went out into the wilderness of Tokea. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat said, "Hear, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe and trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established secure. Believe and trust in his prophets and succeed." So he was saying, the prophet that you heard yesterday that was prophesying to us, believe him and trust in him, because your plans will succeed when we trust in those prophets and we trust in the Lord our God. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in their holy priestly attire as they went out before the army, and said, "Praise and give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever." That's our scripture for the week. Give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. Some of you have different translations, and you can just begin to say that from your translation and learn that beautiful verse. When they began singing and praising, When you're up against a battle, when you're up against what you seemingly think is impossible in your life, what do? Do you go in a corner and cry? Do you go and talk to people and beg them to pray with you? Which is, you know, sometimes in a very crisis situation, it's okay. It's a good idea. But I choose to go before God. I do. And not let everybody in the world know about my circumstances. Or do you go and praise him and thank him? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. And they began singing and praising, and those who came against the armies that were coming against them. So they were struck, these armies that came against them, the Lord set ambushes against them, and they were struck down in defeat. God struck them. I don't know how he struck them. He struck them. He's got a mighty arm that he uses. And angels, think of the angels. Oh, my goodness. And verse 23 of 2 Chronicles 20 tells us, for Ammon and Moab, suspecting betrayal, rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. Now they're destroying themselves. I mean, they were distrusting, they were suspicious, and so they went out without any kind of forewarning and started destroying themselves. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they destroyed one another. Ah, suspicion and distrust are horrible. And especially when you are in a family or a marriage. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you that those who are listening, who are married, that the trust is so vital there, that they trust their mate. In Jesus' name, I thank you. And that their children trust them in whatever they are deciding for their children, because they have their children's best in mind. Thank you, Lord God. Verse 24 of 2 Chronicles 20 says, when the men of Judah came to the lookout tower of the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude. It must have been a high cliff above the wilderness. And they behold, there were dead bodies lying on the ground, and no one had escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found so much spoil. I mean, equipment and garments and valuable things which they took for themselves, more than they could carry away. And I'm sure they had a large group of people there with them, but more than they could carry away, so much that they spent 3 days gathering the spoil. I call that a great victory. Judah did not have to use one sword against their enemy. God won the victory for them. That's what he wants to do for you as you trust him in all that you do. And it's wonderful to know that when we do what God wants us to do, it's always a good plan. Always a good plan. I want to talk to you a little bit about some of these things that have come up lately. And it seems like we have so much to talk about, friends. And it's important that you know about some of the things going on. I want to talk to you a little bit about some of these data centers that are springing up all over the place. And I looked at them, and I looked at what is involved in the bringing up of these data centers and the establishment of them in small towns and even large cities. And I said, Father God, you know that AI is a huge part of what is going on in these data centers. And do you know what AI stands for? Those of you listening, it stands for artificial intelligence. And I thought, that artificial word means, and so I looked it up in Webster, it means made or produced by human beings rather than occurring naturally. I like things occurring naturally. Copying something natural, a person acting insincerely, conventional versus authentic. Well, I like authentic. I like genuine. For instance, just the last week after hearing of Shelley Fabre's death, I went to a site and wrote on my phone, Elvis singing You Don't Know Me, because that's my favorite song by Elvis Presley. I got him singing without the video from the movie he was in, and his voice did not sound like Elvis. And I thought, I'm wondering what's going on here, especially when he hit those wonderful high notes that he hits. His voice was strained. And I said, this isn't Elvis. This is AI. So I Googled Elvis singing You Don't Know Me on Clambake, and that was the silly little movie he was in. And there he was, that beautiful, smooth, baritone voice that I so enjoy listening to. I want to say this. Use your discernment when listening to your favorite songs by your favorite artists online. And be sure and question almost everything that you get online anymore. It's really important that you obey God and his word. His word is so beautiful, and it's truth. And he wants you to know his truth, because the truth of God is setting you free. So as I was listening to that song, I was saying, all right, when I hear something, I hear about something, hear about an artist, hear about a singer, I am going to go to the source. And I I think that the source is where the person is singing, and usually they're in a movie or something else. Online, go Google that. It's important that you do, because Paul talked to us in 1 Corinthians. I want to turn to that. In 1 Corinthians 2, and it says, excuse me, in 1 Corinthians 1. Here I am going all over the map. And he says, when you are in the Holy Spirit, you are always going to question and investigate, and you'll find that's amplified. You're going to question and investigate. You're going to inquire into, and you're going to examine everything that you look into. Oh, Barbara, that's such a torture for me to have to examine and look into everything. It's worth it. It really is. Because when I listen to this AI voice that was supposedly Elvis, and it wasn't, I was so disappointed. And then, boing, a little ball went off in my head. And I knew that it was AI. So I don't understand why we need AI. I'm sorry. I really believe that we need to question. We need to question and try to keep things genuine and authentic. Folks, personally, I don't want AI. I don't need AI. I don't need all of the wonderful developments of AI. I don't need that. And I know that probably these data centers are maybe a preview of what the beast is going to be like in Revelation. And so many people say it's a computer. So we know that basically these data centers are huge multitudes of computers. So remember that, friend. When you go into something and you're investigating or looking into something, make sure that it's authentic and it's genuine and it's true to what God is telling you to do. I just want you to be very safe and protected from things that are going on in this world. Know that I love you. I trust you in what you're doing. And I want you to be free from all that guilt and shame. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in